You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Top New Year's resolutions that we have made for 2023. Save money, be healthier in general, work out more, eat better, lose weight, try to be happier in general, pay down debt, improve mental health, spend more time with family, learn something new. Those are the top 10. Now I'm putting that aside, and I'm going to tell you why. Because we don't want you to make a resolution for yourself right now. If you have, great. But for this next segment, we want you to make a resolution for either your partner, your kids, or your coworkers. And yes, you have to text those in to us or call, because if you call, we show you extra love. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. I'll go first. For my wife, it's close the cabinets. For my stepdaughter, it's turn off the lights. For my coworkers,
nothing. We're perfect.
That one I'm going to have to think about because I don't want to hurt anybody's feeling.
Well, her feeling. I don't care. Is it about me?
No, I'm trying to think of either you or Josh or Studley Steve or Shannon. I don't know.
See, I'm going.
Nothing really jumps to mind with coworkers, but you know the people that are around you the most. That's
right.
What about you?
Well, I can. Well, Knickknacks. She's so perfect. I just want more hugs from Knickknacks. Her New Year's resolution should be just to hug me more. So that's a nice simple one for her. My kids, I want them to fight the man in the coming year. And whenever there's a wear your pajamas to school day, I want them to wear normal clothes. And then for coworkers, I'm going down the hall to our sales staff.
Oh,
I just
yeah.
want them to stop bothering me with small talk while I'm trying to get work done or I'm in the halls. And it's usually them just coming in to do some sort of jab or joke at me, and they usually fall completely flat. They're not funny. So in the new year, I just want all of them to stop talking to me.
Wait a minute. I came up with one for coworkers.
Okay,
yours is
good.
Great, but I got another one.
What is it?
It's for our coworkers that are next door at the sports station.
Oh,
I want
yes.
them to aim better at the urinal.
Yes.
Because they are horrible.
I have got to take a picture the next time I'm in there. The floor around the urinal is soaked.
It's the sports guys, too.
I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's all urine or if there's an issue with the urinal with the water.
I got news for you. When it comes to the sports guys that work for Slapshot Broadcasting, they don't save the wave for the stadiums. They do it at the urinal.
It's a testosterone thing, I think, for those guys. It's like a marking their territory type thing. They pee all over the floor.
It might be.
Anyway.
All right, so now it's your turn. You get to make a resolution for your partner, your kids, or your coworkers. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Brittany just wrote in. She goes, for my husband, it's finishing projects.
Oh, she's with one of those guys, huh?
Yes.
Half the bathroom's tiled.
Jen says, for my husband, less phone time and more helping around the house.
Oof. A lot of husband bashing, I see.
Jean from Arvada, absolutely dogs give blood. I had a lab that she used to donate blood all the time.
No way.
So now we know.
Now we know.
There are some text messages that are coming in about this segment that we're doing about resolutions that are making me laugh out loud. The whole idea is make a resolution for someone else, like your partner, your kids, or your coworkers. Mm-hmm. They are rolling in. Listen to Lisa's. My husband's New Year's resolution, stop listening to videos on his phone out loud in the house with other people around. She goes, he's turning into one of those people from the turning into your parents commercial.
That's right. Yes.
Oh, my God. That
Turn
is
it down.
Great.
Did you see the one? Is it Viv or Vivi or V-I-V? Viv?
Viv.
For my husband, stop eating my daughter's and everyone's restaurant leftovers. It's so annoying.
Oh, Amber says, resolution for coworkers, mind your business, do your job.
Yes, that's like mine. They just leave me alone.
Michelle, my coworkers, resolution, be thankful they have a job with a great boss. Stop complaining.
for fiance, you see that one? Jen,
no,
for my fiance, clothes go in the hamper, not next to the hamper. That's an issue in our house, too.
Oh, that's funny. Rachel for my boyfriend. Be kinder to yourself.
Oh. Yeah. All right. Deborah's on the phone. You want to talk to Deborah?
Yeah, please. Where is she? Here we go. Hey, Deborah. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Hey, you.
So who's this resolution for?
So this is for my grown kids, my adult children. So I admit I'm a boomer, and although I'm always glad they try to help me, I wish they would stop yelling at me when I don't get the touch at the, you know, the first time they explain it to me.
Yep. Is this my mom? Deborah, are you my mom? We got my mom some more like ring cams and some echoes and things like that for, and she's like, you guys are gonna have to come over and set all this up because I have no idea what I'm doing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
I get it. I totally get it.
Bless your heart, Deborah. We hope
Good
you
luck.
Have a great day. Thanks for being on the show. Okay.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you every morning.
Oh, you're the best.
Melody says, for a coworker, quote, hey, smelly dude, take a shower, wash your hair, wash your clothes at least once a week.
Oh,
and then she says, no name, please.
Whoopsies.
There's 10,000 melodies out there.
We used to have a stinky person that worked here.
Yes. Are there any other? Some of them we can't say.
Well, the links to the political stuff, is that just the way she worded it?
Well, political porn, but that's...
I mean, is it truly political? Or
no,
is it just links
like
to...
It's not like Nancy Pelosi getting freaky deaky. It's nothing like that.
Yeah, please stop sending me that.
There have been at least two people who have written in. They said their resolution for their kids is to stop yelling at them, at mom and dad.
What is going on? Why are these kids yelling at mom?
There's a lot of kids yelling at their parents.
Mom, you're the worst! Make me some meatloaf!